Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP, that's 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another fun-filled, magical episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. That's Black Trey over there. That's John Gervais, a.k.a. Jerv over there. And on the ones and twos, as always, is Rob Lopez. Guys, something gripped the internet by storm, I guess, over the last couple of days. And I must admit, it's not the angle that I thought was going to happen. Well, when they told me, have you seen this chicken sandwich thing? I thought something bad had happened, right? Some poison chicken sandwiches. Some candidate had said something to a black congregation about chicken sandwich. I immediately, my mind went to the worst. And instead, it was the introduction of Popeye's chicken sandwich, which I got to admit, I've never noticed that Popeye didn't have a chicken sandwich before this. Did y'all know that they didn't have a chicken sandwich before this?
Wait, they never did?
No.
I mean, if not, then why are we making a big deal about this now?
I think it's more so.
It went nationwide on the 12th.
So the thing is also it's so crazy because they were doing like rollouts, like the sandwich pretty much been out for a while, right?
I mean, let me put it this way. It has? For a while. I didn't know that wasn't, how can I put this? I didn't know that it wasn't just a, it's like, it would be, this is what I mean. It would be like someone say, hey, man, seen those new nuggets at Chick-fil-A? Like, didn't they always have nuggets? I didn't know this was a special thing.
Right. I mean, the thing is, you know how the internet works. And Black Twitter, obviously. Black Twitter overhypes a lot of things. And I'm not going to say that's a hype sandwich, obviously, because I can't really attest and give my opinion on it because I haven't had chicken in a long time. But I will say my fair share, I was able to try Pluckers and Chick-fil-A and other, you know, I never got busy with the KFC, whatever, the one with the, where they had the, they used the actual chicken as buns and put bacon. Was it Double Down or something like that? Yeah, that was intense.
I didn't think that was real, by the way, but it turns out it was. It was a real sandwich.
It was actually a real sandwich.
It was called Double Down.
It had some weird thing, and like, Jerv, you gotta understand, this wasn't that much. It wasn't that much removed from the Boondocks episode with the Luther. Right.
Yes. Okay. I remember now.
At the time, I was like, "Yo, this is a joke, right? It's a joke, like kind of like the Luther. Like, no, it's real. It's a chicken sandwich that uses two other pieces of chicken as the bun."
So yeah. So as of this past week, you know, everyone was kind of doing the word of mouth of like, "Hey, you got to try this sandwich." Guys were doing like food reaction videos on Instagram. You know, and just pretty much overselling this sandwich, you know, like compare and contrast. And, you know, a lot of people, obviously Black Twitter's favorite butt of the joke is that, you know, Chick-fil-A is God sent. Their customer service is amazing, except they're open on they're not open on Sundays. So
And they hate gay people.
Yeah. So then they had this sandwich rollout, you know what I mean? And the thing that they compared to the Chick-fil-A sandwich and the Popeye sandwich is that, okay, both have pickles. They both have these chicken patties. I don't even want to call it a chicken, right? And then one lacks sauce. I mean, but the thing about Popeye's is, you know, what you like about Popeye's is they offer original or spicy, right? And Amin, I just watched her Instagram live. One doesn't have Cajun sparkles, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fraudulence going on around here, man. The spicy Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, the actual filet is spicy.
Right.
And apparently the Popeyes one, it's the same filet in both sandwiches, but it's the spread that's spicy. So they have a Cajun spread on the spicy one, on the regular one. They got mayo. I messed up and got the regular one. I should have gotten the spicy one. I don't know why. I think I ordered by the wrong number, and I just didn't realize it until people started pointing out to me on Instagram, like, "Hey, you got the wrong one." But I have now tasted it, and I have a review. Even though I posted the beginning of my review on Instagram, I did not post the actual review.
All right, so I'm here to do what everyone on social media and everyone across the country is doing. I'm outside of Popeyes. I'm about to find out about this chicken sandwich. Is it better than Chick-fil-A sandwich? And yes, in case you're wondering, this is what my hair looks like when I'm not around. So this place won't order. It's $7.55. So I think it's a little cheaper than what Chick-fil-A charges for its meal, but I didn't get the waffle fries. It didn't have waffle fries. I got mac and cheese. Classic slice of Americana, the spork. All right, here we are, moment of truth. It's a lot greasier looking than the Chick-fil-A one. Anyway, let's see where this goes. All right, so Ryan Cortez, aka Papa Parakeet, tells me that I tried the wrong one because the spicy one doesn't come with mayo, it comes with a Cajun spread on it. I sue me, I don't know. It's just the Cajun spread that's spicy. What are we doing here, Popeyes? Now I gotta come back. Some other time, though, because I gotta go pick up my kids. Father of the year!
Jerv, did you try the chicken sandwich today?
So I tried it today, and okay. I'm assuming I got the right one. I got the spicy one with that sauce thing on top of it.
Uh-huh.
And it was an average. I mean, it was average. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe it was too hyped up. It wasn't bad.
So, do this real quick. Been off this bread for a little bit, trying to get right. Had to put that out there. But doing a spicy chicken sandwich joint, trying to see what it's hitting for. I've had Chick-fil-A's, I've had Wendy's. So I got to see what this one's hitting for, man. So, you know, Popeyes already took it out the packets. Fat boy shit already took it out the packets. But spicy chicken sandwich. I ain't even get no pickles on that bite. Hold on. Damn, it's in my beard too. It's cool. I mean, man. Well, that sweat is from the heat. It ain't from the sandwich, trust me. I like insane. I mean, it's straight. I don't think this is gonna warrant me to move mountains to get it. But it's not bad. Popeyes, y'all, I mean, it's cool.
So, Jerv, when you gave your review and I watched, I championed and, like, I was super excited that you said it was just cool. Because I knew that you were gonna, you know, and you actually took time to, like, savor it. You didn't, like, give this whole reaction, because that's the thing about the internet right now. You know, people are giving their reviews, but they're also taking like 8 to 9 bites into it. We're halfway, the sandwich is gone, and people are kind of like, well, look, you finished the sandwich, you didn't at least throw it in the trash. Well, I'm not going to waste food, obviously. But you gave like one of the most sincere, honest, like, it's cool. Like, I think y'all kind of hyping it a little bit. Now, I would have preferred if you would have kind of added the honey hot sauce or kind of doctored it up a little bit.
But I wanted to have it. I wanted to have it as is, right? Me like, too. I didn't want to put anything on it. Because when I get a Chick-fil-A sandwich, bro, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. What's it, the Polynesian sauce or whatever?
Yeah,
that and the Chick-fil-A sauce. Like, I will add that. But I could eat that sandwich plain. Right. It'd be cool. The only thing I did was I didn't get the pickle the first bite. And by the way, those didn't even look like real pickles. They were like the cucumber pickles, and I don't like that. I don't like that shit. Like, I'm a regular pickle.
Was it like a dill, or was it like sweet?
No, it was a dill pickle.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say it was sweet. That's gross.
So, it's a cool sandwich though. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, if somebody
calling it trash,
I got spicy, I'll take it.
But it's not a joint that you gotta pull up like twice a week.
You don't have to pull up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I was to go to Popeyes again, I would get what I normally get.
You know what's really poverty though?
Which is shrimp. It's crazy.
You know what's really poverty though? Popeyes fries.
Oh,
Those fries are poverty, bro.
That's bad.
Yeah, they're not fire. They're not fire.
Oh, you gotta get them joints hot and fresh out the joint, bro.
I've had them all, bro. They're the same cafeteria fries I had at Compton High. Yeah.
My bad. I didn't realize you was too good for cafeteria fries.
Jerv, we work too hard in our life every day, bro, to provide for our families, bro, to be eating cafeteria fries. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. What's your reflection on it, brother?
So I'm glad to, first of all, I got my review. I didn't post it, but I saved it. So I'm going to send it to Rob. And if you want to intersplice any part of it into the pod, feel free.
The chicken breast definitely says better than the one at Chick-fil-A. It's juicier. It tastes more like actual chicken breast, like you would get from Popeyes. It's actually a lot closer to the Wendy's chicken breast sandwich than it is to Chick-fil-A. Wendy's would be a closer comp. I haven't said that. I'm not so much of a fan of the mayo or whatever the white sauce is on it. Sorry, but it's not really bringing that much to the table. It's just making the sandwich a lot nastier. Not nastier, messier. So I did have to add some Louisiana hot sauce to spice it up some. You know, just give it a little bit more flavor. Overall, I like it. I wouldn't say Chick-fil-A is going out of business. I also wouldn't say that, like, Chick-fil-A should be feel safe. It's just another option out there. It's a chicken sandwich from a fast food joint. I'm sorry. Like, I think my expectations are a little higher because everybody else is just going crazy.
Glad to hear, without seeing Jerv's review, that we had the same kind of reaction. It's like, it's okay. Like, it's all right. Honestly, Jerv,
yeah, I said, fell down.
It's more comparable to the Wendy's chicken sandwich than it is to Chick-fil-A. In that,
that's a good comp.
Like, the bread is more similar to that. And also the flesh of the chicken is juicier. The Chick-fil-A one tends to be a little bit the drier breast cut, and the brain is not as rich as the one in Popeyes. But at the same time, I did the same thing. I took a few bites, and then after a while, I went and got some hot sauce, and I put some hot sauce on it, some Louisiana. I mean, it tasted like eating chicken breast from Popeyes, but within in a bun with some pickles.
With pickles. Right.
It tasted like something you could really do at home. Like if you found a fire chicken breast, like a frozen chicken breast that you can just put in the oven, whatever the top of the line one is or whatever, and just made your own hot sauce, which is probably just mayo and hot sauce or some shit. You know what I mean?
So if you're really cooned out like how I wanted, you know what I mean? If I still was, you know, consuming chicken, I probably would have went home. I would have gotten my Hawaiian bread, sandwich bread version, the bun version, yeah. Applied that chicken there, right? I would have probably added cheese, like pepper jack or something like that. And then I probably would have drizzled the honey hot that comes with it. And went to work and turned it into something actually decent. I mean, I have to doctor it up, especially if it's going to be.
I'm not going to say it's indecent. Like you said, I'm going to eat it. I'll finish it. But let me put it this way. This is the best way I can put it. If I pull up to Popeyes, that's not a number one seed as far as what I'm ordering.
No. Number one seed has to be the six-piece strips, right?
No. Nah. Number one seed is the actual chicken, the three-piece.
Ah, man, I get the shrimp.
You get the shrimp?
I used to get the six-piece spicy, bro, with the Cajun sparkles in the ranch. Woo! That used to be my college joint, bro.
I like when I go to Popeyes, I like getting chicken, man. I don't like getting a chicken sandwich. But here's the thing. I think I like the Popeyes chicken sandwich better than the Chick-fil-A one, but Chick-fil-A comes with better nuggets and better waffle fries. And oftentimes I'll get the nuggets on the side of my Chick-fil-A meal. So,
but they hate gay people.
But they hate gay people, and they're not open on Sunday.
Open on Sunday, bro.
If Chick-fil-A really felt that type of way, I think they would start selling actual chicken as opposed to just chicken breast sandwiches. But I don't think, like, this is what I said in my review is, they're not going to lose sleep over this. This is all right. Although the memes and the videos online, I sent one in the group chat. I don't know, again, Rob, if you can insert just a snippet of that. And these dudes are pretty funny. It's the same dudes I've seen make a couple other videos on the internet of different topics. But it's just like a bunch of Chick-fil-A workers.
Popeye's got a chicken sandwich.
Bro, that shit don't sound good, bro.
That's gonna be nasty.
Welcome to Popeye's. What can I get you?
Yeah, can I get a Popeye's chicken sandwich?
And what else?
What else?
Bro, who talks to their customers like that?
Saying this rude ass customer service finna piss me off, bro.
But why are we at this dirty ass place?
No, that's it.
All right, pull up to the window.
Yeah, I'ma see you at the window. I promise I'ma see him at the window. That's what I'm saying. This shit dirty as hell, bro.
Niggas kinda have over 2 stars in their reviews, bro.
Here you go. Oh, thank you. Yeah. You think I can get some? Get that shit out of my face. Oh, nigga, you got me on your side. That's a wheelchair. That's a wheelchair. That's a wheelchair. That's a wheelchair. Who was Mikey? Take that shit to me. Get
y'all out of shit. In a car, driving up to the Popeyes drive-thru. And they're like shitting on Popeyes, like, man, ain't got no customer service and nothing. Like, what do you want? it was funny, but overall, I would say, man, this is one of the most overhyped things. When I read everybody's reviews on the internet, I think it was LeJethro Jenkins. I don't think it was Dragonfly Joe. One of them two.
Oh, where you said he was pregnant?
Yeah, I'm like, yo, bro. That
But no. You got to look at it. John's a troll. He does to that point. You know what I mean? Because now he's oversold the sandwich overly because people are now curious and they, you know, once you become an internet personality, that's the same thing as I argue with them about Jordan and LeBron, and it's like, nigga, it's the internet. So like, we rolling with whatever the internet talking about, regardless of whether it's true or not, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know what I mean? Like, it's for the joke reason.
But
I guess
the difference is in this case, there is a company, a specific company that is profiting massively by this. Like Popeyes is living large right now because all these people are rushing to get this chicken sandwich. I was talking to my homegirl Jess that works over in radio over in LA, and she was like, there was a 30-minute wait to get this chicken sandwich. And my thing was like, 30 minutes for a chicken sandwich, that's just too much. It's not that good people to have it sell out like that.
Howlin' Ray says, hold my beer. You know how long the wait for Howlin' Ray's is in Los Angeles? It's a 2-hour wait just to get chicken, Jer.
For some fucking chicken?
For some chicken, some Nashville style hot chicken, bruh. And they got a sandwich.
Listen, in California.
They're smoking the boots off any chicken spot, bruh, right now. And it's a 2-hour wait, bruh, and it's worth the hype. That's what everybody's saying. Food? And it's like restaurant-ish because you ain't no fast food if it's a 2-hour wait, bro. You're sitting
there. Yo, Trey, Howlin' Ray's is the biggest hustle ever. I still haven't eaten there. People at LA at the LA ESPN office swear by it because apparently they have like a very wide variety of hot sauces, including one that's supposed to be the hottest thing ever. And I'm like, but I'm not going to wait several hours. And they don't do Uber Eats. They don't do Grubhub. They don't do Postmates or anything like that. At that point, I just feel like, now you're just showing. Now you're just doing it to do. Now you're just doing it.
Yeah, you're just stunting, bro. But yeah. Like, that's that brag alone. The curiosity alone is just like, bro, all right. Who getting this off right now? Because you can't really transfer taste buds. Like, it's kind of like, is it really that fire? Like, I seen some people say like, yo, I'm going to end my vegan run for this Popeye sandwich. And I'm like, that's deep.
Don't do it.
I'm not talking about me. I said people on the internet say
but
that.
But Trey, what I'm telling you is I've often wondered, even right now when you're talking about how you would do it, you'd go home and you get this and that and fix it up this way. And I'm thinking, Trey, how do you say no to chicken, man? I just can't understand it. But having said that, me being the biggest person who's trying to peer pressure you into coming back to chicken, this ain't it, bro. This ain't the one
to come back to.
No, you shouldn't cheat on your life. With this jump off right here.
The Red Dot Proverbs said, if the brag is that good, break it. So again, I'm going to wait until you actually find something you and Jerv, because I trust you guys. Now Waz is a troll. I ain't going to trust Waz. But if you find something that is to die for, I'll break it. To die for only though. Like, bruh, like you're missing out. Like, if I kick the bucket at 70, bruh, like I have tried that. Cause it's a lot of shit that done came and went that I'm like, damn, okay. I didn't get to try that, but hey, it's okay. You know what I mean? Because of my diet, well, my living, you know what I mean? Overall. But if you come to me and say, yo, Trey, this chicken is the best shit. Like I'll slap my mom for this shit, bruh. I'm going to try it.
What's the closest you've ever come to those levels?
Oh, Yo, if you come to Philly, I got a cheesesteak spot for you.
That level, I don't know.
I got a cheesesteak spot for
It's a couple spots I burnt out where I made consecutive trips, but like swore by, like they had an alternate, like, you know what I mean? Like I'm very high on Honor Bar in Beverly Hills, right? And they have they're supposed to have the best chicken sandwich west of Pico, right? Whatever. And they have a vegetarian option. Like they have it's a vegetarian sandwich. So I was able to just kind of just jump off the chicken sandwich and go to that. But yeah, that was like one of those spots I burnt out. Like I went, when I lived in Beverly Hills, I went like every day, bro.
What's it called?
Honor Bar. And it's like super, it looked like it's ran by some racist people for sure. Like it got a 1920 vibe. It's dim. They play nothing but jazz. It's the decanter is crazy for the whiskey. Like the wait, it's literally like a pop-up shop. You know how you walk in a pop-up shop and it's literally just in and out. There's no bathroom. There's none of that stuff. Like it's literally a hallway and the wait is OD. And it's really nice. I mean, if you catch it, but you know, like that's one of the places, like if someone hasn't had like cause I took Mariano to Sweet Chick, which was like their vegetarian chicken is blah.
I like Sweet Chick. Sweet Chick is cool.
It's cool.
It's good. I like it.
But I mean, you're not going from AW all the way to
Oh no, I'll go to Sweet Chick. No, I'll make the trip to Sweet Chick.
You'll make the trip from downtown LA over there?
Yeah, the one that's on Fairfax, or whatever, right? Like, right? Yeah. No, I've done that. I've done that a couple of times, and it's good. Like, it's good. Like, again, it's the kind of like if Jerv, you're in LA, I say, oh, definitely check it out. But if you Trey are a vegan, I'm not gonna say, yo, break this veganism, bro. Not. That's not the one. Like, right. I'd have to think. I think the one I would actually tell you. I can't even name the restaurant. It was a restaurant in Charleston, South Carolina, and it was a fancy restaurant. And like, I was really concerned because I was the only black person there. And I was like, oh man, it's going to look bad, but let me try the fried chicken. And it was so fucking amazing. I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God. Like,
did you close your eyes when you ate it?
Oh man.
Actually got to take a break.
I took a bite and I closed my eyes and I thought to myself,
maybe slavery was worth it.
That's how good it was.
You have to realize, whenever you sit some fucking food down, like if you eat and you just like kind of sit back and you're like, and you're not even full, you just gotta like, just really like, damn, yo, this shit is crazy. If you say that shit is crazy while you're eating it, that shit's fire. Like, I don't care.
It was pretty good. I mean, like, hey, man, and you know what's funny? One of my buddies told me, you know why it tastes good? I said, why? I said, because they probably fried in pork fat. And I've lived now almost, 7 years with the guilt and worry, like, please let it not have been pork fat, man. let it just have been like an amazing collection of herbs and spices. Don't let that be like,
you know, you know how Roscoe's is. Roscoe's is hype too. That shit's trash.
No. Yeah. Roscoe's is thumped down. It's just like, you know what it's like?
I went to Roscoe's one time.
Nah, man. Like,
and that shit was so average.
And the crazy thing is the wait. Like the wait for it was trash. It's same thing. You know what? Trey, like Lolo's here in Phoenix, and I found out that
trash.
Some people Lolo's. Come like when they come to Phoenix, they're like, we gotta go to Lolo's. I'm like, really? Like that place ain't good.
It's kind of like, is it like the only, I guess.
Nah.
Big name soul food.
Mrs. White's on Washington.
White's?
Yeah, it's called Mrs. White's Golden Rule or something like that. It is a hole in the wall place. I'm pretty sure they're violating health code violations left and right.
For sure, coughing. She for sure got her hand on her hip and she just coughed before she even stirred the yams.
But having said that,
some yams be hitting, I bet.
Exactly. Like everything is great. Everything is great. I've had the chicken. I've had the chicken fried steak. I've had the collard greens. I've had the yams. I've had the dirty rice. Like everything I've tasted there has been phenomenal. One of my favorite soul food places in all the country, to be honest.
Sadly, I can't find out, bro.
Trey, have you been to Comfort LA?
Never been to Comfort LA.
So Comfort LA is, it's kind of, it's like, it's young black hipster soul food. So all they, the only chicken they sell is chicken wings. They're organic chicken wings, but the hot sauce that they have, the house hot sauce, is kind of, is a little bit sweet. It tastes delicious. And on top of that, the green, the collard greens they make are vegan. It's, they don't soak it in any kind of animal fat or whatever. So that's
this,
really good.
This is where at Comfort LA?
Comfort LA is downtown LA.
How's that
taste? Oh, that's it, the one great spot you tried to wreck me. Like you tried to show me over there.
I need that neck in the greens, bro. A little shoulder or something, dude.
I'm telling you, the shoulder there.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, no, but Amin had gave me a recommendation, and that was like one of the spots. But I looked, and I think I missed. Like, I think it was closed.
First of all, it's in a shitty, like, it's in a shit. It's old school downtown LA, not like the downtown LA that you see right now. It's in a shitty ass neighborhood.
Yeah, it's in Skid Row near, right?
Yeah, it's the heart of Skid Row. The hours are crazy. Like the days are crazy, and then. What, sometimes they have the door closed, but it's open, and you can't tell from the outside until you.
So I mean, that's where the best food is. The shit that closes at 2, shit that like you're like, bro, y'all not open. Like you pull up on a random day, and you're like, damn, they not even open up on Tuesday. Like,
I found the first, you know how I found that place? It was a Sunday, and I was trying to find some soul food. I was in LA, and the first place I went to, actually, Trey, was South LA, east of the 110. And I was like, Trey warned me about these places. And it was, I mean, it looked like I could just tell by everything, by the clientele, by the way it had like the bars on the windows. Like, I was like, okay, all right, I mean, have your head on a swivel out here. Like, don't stick out, but also don't fall asleep out here. And the only thing that stopped me from ordering there was they ran out of greens. They had ran out of greens because it was Sunday, and I guess everybody came after church and ate, and they just ran out of greens. So I looked around. I was like, what's the next place? And it says Comfort LA. And I'm like, let me give it a try. And that's how I discovered that spot. I remember when I recommended it to you, because they have a pretty good mac and cheese too, but that one's not vegan. By the time you weren't vegan. So it was like, I was telling you, go there just for the sides.
Does it have the burnt top?
Oh, yeah. It's nice and chewy.
It's official
and
mac and cheese then.
Oh, no. It's like their shit is great. Like their food is the only complaint I have is their chicken wings are really small. But it's because they're organic and they don't have all the hormones and stuff. But also, like, I kind of like
a meat. Hey, I know that Popeye's sandwich chicken fake. I know they just shot that shit up.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that, bro.
They shit up for sure.
That's the classic white meat.
Jerv, they shot that shit up, bro. That bird had a six pack.
You know, the bird had a six pack.
They out here sending these birds out heavy, bro. I know they running out of fucking shit.
Guys are terrible at taking care of their health, man. Whether it's a knee injury, a back injury, or something even worse, guys are usually more comfortable just rubbing some dirt on it. The same is true for erectile dysfunction. Can you even believe that? Something that important? Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for erectile dysfunction online. Roman is a one-stop shop where you can chat with a licensed U.S. physician who can treat ED and, if safe and appropriate, ship medication right to your door. With Roman, there are no waiting rooms, no awkward face-to-face conversations, or uncomfortable trips to the pharmacy. You can handle everything discreetly online. All you have to do is visit GetRoman.com/BOM, complete an online visit, chat with a doctor, and if the doctor decides that it would be safe and appropriate, they'll shift the genuine medication right to your door in discreet, unmarked packaging. Guys, go online and get checked by the doctor. Erectile dysfunction is a problem that guys don't tackle, but with Roman, it's really simple. So take care of it, man. Seriously, your lady's going to appreciate this, or your guy, you know. Who knows? For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com/BOM. That's GetRoman.com/BOM for a free online visit. GetRoman.com/BOM.
Did y'all ever hear about this restaurant in Long Beach that was reselling Popeye's chicken?
They were grabbing from Popeye's and selling before?
Yes, I do and remember that.
And they reheated it.
And they were making, like, they were gourmet, like,
And people are going nuts about it, yeah, bro.
Because it was pretty good, man. Like, look, Popeye's got good chicken. I don't care what you say. By the way, that reminds me of the Payless that opened in Philly, that they changed the spelling so that it would seem like French or Payless or something like that. And they sold Payless shoes for like $700 a pop. And they dressed up the whole store like it was a boutique shoe store. And they were selling, man. This was in Philly, Jerv. Your own.
So yo, me.
I don't have any problem with Payless, bro. I used to, when I was a young boy, I used to get a couple of sneaks from Payless. Payless did me love, showed me love back in the day.
By the way, just a real quick update. We had a poll that's up under the Bomb Podcast Twitter account, at Bomb Podcast. Flash poll before the show. Best chicken sandwich in the lead right now. Anyone care to venture a guess? Here are your options, by the way. Your options are Popeyes, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, other.
Wendy's.
It's got to be Chick-fil-A.
Right now, at 42%, your clubhouse leader is Chick-fil-A. Second, at 35%, is Popeyes. Third, at 17%, is Wendy's, and 6% other. I will say this.
That Wendy's Popeyes, one is trash.
I mean, Wendy's one is not trash, sir.
Nah.
It's not that trash. It's not trash. I mean, it's not way better than either of these. I would say it's comparable. I think actually chicken sandwich alone, I might go with Wendy's and Popeyes over Chick-fil-A. But with Chick-fil-A, once you start adding in everything else, that's where it really takes.
Wait, you don't like the Chick-fil-A sandwich?
I like it. I think I like the Popeyes one more, like the breast itself.
I mean, plot twist.
Yes.
The Sweet Dixie Kitchen in Long Beach that was selling Popeye's chicken has now got reached out by Popeye's to sell their new sandwich out of their restaurant.
Oh, I see. Like this is why I don't like the internet, because it gives corporate America these hooks into like stuff just
so now they got good PR and a hype sandwich.
And these frauds get to live another day. This is Long Beach chicken place.
The lady says, it's a white lady, by the way. She says that when they reached out to her, she thought she was being sued, but they actually wanted to work out with me. The sandwich is hitting the Popeye's menu with suggested price of $3.99. I mean, for $3.99, they doing numbers. But I'm scared, bro, of this overhyped thing of chicken, bro, for the black community. We already love
chicken. They're trying to take us out.
I feel like they're trying to take us out, bro. Or they're trying to distract us from Hov and Cap.
I believe you.
We're not going to get into it because we already got it last week, but Hov explaining it was like he was a meme for how what lion ass niggas look like. That's what they look like right there.
Jesus Christ.
The way he was talking, the way his body language is. This is someone who's, when he was like, you know what he was leaning about? You know what he's leaning about? Like, when he started doing that, I was like, oh my God, you're doing the poll. You know, like when you're really telling a lie, you start like polling people around you. Like that's supposed to give you credibility. Like,
you gotta give the big homie some time, yo. Let's see how this plays out before we just crucify him, yo.
How about in terms of giving people some time, should we give Power some time?
They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make
it. I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn.
This is the last season, or maybe not, of Power. I don't know. Because 50 Cent came out and said, no, there's going to be more seasons of Power, even though the tagline for this season is The Final Betrayal.
So is it a spit? Is he kind of lobbying spinoffs? Probably.
I don't. Who needs?
They can't do a spinoff.
I don't. There's literally no one on that show that I would love to continue. Other than the only spinoff I could think of is a prequel, but I don't even know how you would do it.
But like, don't we always get teased about prequels and prequels never come out?
Like what?
Like a lot of the great shows or whatever that have come out, they've always said, oh, we're going to make a prequel. Like, the rumor is always that they're going to make a prequel. There was, well, as recent as Game of Thrones. I know Sopranos.
That's in the works. Game of Thrones prequel's in the works.
Did you guys watch Sons of Anarchy?
I did not.
I only seen the episode with Mello.
Nice.
Okay. Well, I mean, they kind of have a prequel, but it's not really because it's of another club.
That's the nigger shit you ever said, Trey.
Because I'm black, y'all. I'm black.
Yo, Breaking Bad had a prequel, right?
I was going to say, that's the only one I can think of. They don't even want that to be the prequel.
I'm just saying, when it came out, they billed that as a prequel.
Which doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even count.
Walking Dead has a prequel called Fear the Walking Dead.
Oh, I thought it was Breaking Bad came from Walking Dead. I was like, whatever. Excuse me?
Fear the Trash.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, I there haven't been too many shows. I said, we're going to do a prequel, and then I never heard from it again. Do we have any predictions
right now?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think everyone's going to live happily ever after because everything about that show is happily ever after.
Nah, somebody's got to die, dude.
Who's going to die? It's not going to be Tariq. It's not going to be...
Ghost or Tommy has to die.
Proctor not dying.
He should die. He's snitching. Right,
Lala gotta go, bro.
Lala's too big of a star, though. She's heavy in the trailer too. But this is the corniness of this show. Like, they can't kill famous people.
So now it's like on suspense.
Yeah, it's just gonna be like, oh. Like, it's the same thing. It's like Angie. Remember, we were like, Angie ain't dead, and everyone's like, no, she's really dead. I'm like, bro, I guarantee she'll be back. And sure enough, in the first trailer, she's already in there. Like, they didn't even try to pretend. They didn't even try to like keep it together.
Are they gonna Game of Thrones us? Like, where we like waiting on some shit? Like,
no,
they've already Game of Thrones us.
The final betrayal. Yeah, they already did that.
No, but I'm just saying, like, we waiting, and then we like, ooh, it's gonna. I got to tell a story a little bit. It's gonna get better, and then like they just keep dragging it and dragging it.
Who's gonna be predictable? Who's gonna betray Ghost, or is Ghost gonna betray someone else?
Tariq.
He can't betray him. He's a kid, right?
Then they're gonna trust him.
Maybe Tasha and Lala.
They do have beef.
Is everyone gonna gang up and kill Ghost? Is that what it is?
You just said he can't. He's not gonna die.
If it's the last season, maybe it is. He'll die in the last episode in the last scene.
Or is it?
that's how he'll die. That's how they kill Ghost in the last scene of the last episode.
No, kill Ghost the first episode. We have niggas like,
bro. I mean, Ghost can get shot 25 times and they'll find a way to bring him back next episode.
It won't even be that. Like, they'll kill him, and then like three episodes later, like, someone opens the door and he's sitting there in a chair with just like one Band-Aid on his head.
Y'all thought y'all could kill me. Yeah, with the blood stain. Y'all thought y'all could kill me. I've been through the fire. He say some bullshit. I'm tired of his character. I ain't gonna lie.
Do you remember his yell at the end when Angie got shot?
No! Oh, no, the yell?
I love you, Angie.
He had tons of bad acting situations.
But everybody killed him because it was like, yo, man, this nigga cried 900 times harder for Angie than he did for Raina. And they could learn his daughter died. He's like, that sucks. Like, Angie gets shot, like,
Spanish box.
Oh, man, he sounded like Lexington Steel out there, man.
Here you go, dog. Chill out.
If you try to Google Lexington Steel, just make sure it's like a safe computer. It's not at work.
Why is somebody trying to do that, man?
I'm just saying, I want to prepare. Like, I don't want anyone to hit pause. I'm like, who is this Lexington Steel?
Somebody just Googled it at work.
Do you know Lexington Steel's background? It's fascinating, man. This dude, like, went to an Ivy League school and was working on Wall Street. Like, he was making money doing a regular thing. And then I guess he found his calling after that. Shout out to Legends of Steel, man. He's like a pioneer. A pioneer owning your own masters, owning your own tapes.
Listen, wait, he owns his own porn tapes?
Yeah, man. Oh, man, you give it away, Trey. Like, I'm sorry,
yes, man.
He owns his own production. He owns his.
I'm mad I even know who that is, dog, because, like.
Oh, come on, man.
You got to know
who he is. Nah, bro, because I really wasn't trying to, like. It was mad cats that, like, you know what I mean? Like, the joke right. purposes. Sure. Only reason why I knew Mr. Marcus is because of the hat.
And, Mr. Marcus is like
Marcus is a legendary. That's though, my bro. Dude. He would wear a hat like a second baseman.
He was hey Mr. Marcus was like Jade. He going to pool with a hat on.
Like he was the first nigga to really wear like folded like his shit was shaped like a dad hat, bro. Like the
He put the baseball in his hat and with the rubber band around it so that he had the nice curve on the bill.
That shit is crazy. He definitely played shortstop once upon a time.
There's also Wesley Pipes.
Oh, he has better ad libs than Jim Jones, bro.
Oh man, the way he talks, it just cracks you every time. And then, of course, how can we forget Brian Banks, aka Brian Pumper. It looked like Lloyd Banks.
He's a legend, bro. Paying girls $2,000, bro, to do the porn, bro. For 10 years, I used to see this nigga in L.A., bro, on the bus or the metro.
With the starter case on?
My nigga, he had the chains, the motherfuckers rattle. It shit sound like when you slam the dishwasher too hard. That shit is stupid. I'm like, oh my God, like this the nigga with the beater, bro. Like, nigga wearing, hey, Jerry, the nigga with a fucking, he had the Jerry Springer camera too.
Like, oh yeah, with the thing on the corners, right? Like,
yeah,
it was like, what are you? Is this in a box? Like,
my nigga, he be how are you achieving this? He's still a G for grabbing Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, though. He said,
"Oh man, I'm
wow."
Her name was Montana. What was
Montana
her name?
Something.
Montana. I remember. Yeah.
I probably her was like one of the last porns I watched. No,
her
I'm
ass like, had I acne,
seen,
man.
I seen the Tiana Trump shit.
Oh yeah, no, that's I was yo.
I watched man. It. Hey, I felt so filthy watching that shit on my TV. That shit was. I watched it on my TV.
How to look at 4K?
That shit was OD, bro. Like the swap. Man.
That was one of the. I was literally yesterday telling someone about like
that was a cringe. Like I was like mid. You know how like you turn your head, but you got your leg up and crossing your leg, and you're like turning. It was one of those. Oh, that was it. But she came out of jail like Pac, bro. She went platinum with that video. Man. Jesus.
Oh, good times.
Wow. Good times, man.
This was on the rundown, ladies and gentlemen. This is the power.
No pun on the porn.
In or out. You guys in or out for power.
I'm in just because I've watched all the other seasons, but I want to be out.
Trey.
I'm in, bro. I mean, I feel like I've invested so much time, like, I gotta see how it ends, regardless. I mean, ain't that how it goes? Like, regardless if it's whack, like, you kind of stick around unless it's really, really bad. Like, let me see what shows I dipped on. I dipped on Dead. Dexter. I dipped
Walking
on...
Dead. Walking Dead was...
Dexter's ending was terrible.
I dipped Walking on Dexter.
Dead.
I dipped on...
Oh, Walking Dead. I'm so off.
Walking Dead was a show that had me... Like, it was the first...
Never watched
because here's the thing, like, and Power came dangerously close. Has come dangerous close to this level. But once Walking Dead turned into the same shit over and over again, we find a place. It's home. We're safe. Oh, no. These people may not be as nice as we thought they are. Like, oh, my God, they're awful. We have to kill them. We have to find a new home. Like, that's Walking Dead for, like, 7 seasons. And I missed the beginning where, like, the zombies were the scariest thing. Now the zombies are, like, kind of like, oh, my God, here comes some walkers. So, like, I just gave up on it after that. I was just – your story's going nowhere. It's just going on in circles. Power is very similar in that way, but I know that because it's on a pay channel and not, like, more like cable, regular cable, like AMC, that they can't keep these shows going on forever. So they have to come to an end. So that's kind of why I'm still in on Power. But, you know, like, we talked about it a bunch of times. I kept saying Power would be so much better if the season where – Tommy gets in with the Serbians and they tell him he got to kill Ghost. If he had just killed Ghost. And then Tommy's supposed to be the leader, but then because Tommy's a fuck up, he fucks it up. And then either Dre or even Tariq or whoever you want come out and take over the empire after that. And power should have been about that power moving from person to person. And instead, they were like, well, everyone likes this dude, Omari Hardwick, so we're going to make it about him. And this idea that he could be friends with Kanan. Like, it was just.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was really bad.
It had a chance to be, I thought, a pretty interesting show, and instead it turned into just like a soap.
This didn't make the rundown, but I was curious. I wanted to know, you guys, what's the best show that got canceled that you wish that didn't get canceled?
What was that show on HBO? I really liked it.
I was going to say How to Make It in America.
How to Make It, yeah, that's what I was going to say, definitely. I was hurt when they didn't renew that.
Yeah. My man, what's my name? Tego Calderon or whatever his name. Yeah. Cam Calderon.
Yeah.
My pick would have been, there was a show on Starz. No one remembers the show, but it was fucking brilliant. It was called Party Down. It's still on the Starz app. If you have Starz app, you can download it. It's basically, it's a catering company in LA, but like many catering companies in LA, all the people who are working for it are like aspiring actors or comedians or whatever. And so they're doing these big events at people's houses and stuff, and they're all trying to pitch themselves. It's fucking hilarious. It got Adam Scott in it. It's got a bunch of people that you see them, you recognize them immediately. But it was like a small indie show, and it was funny as hell. That would be my pick, I think, for show that got canceled too early. What else would there be? How to Make It was cool.
I liked How to Make It. It was at a good time in life, man. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, it wasn't. I wasn't crazy, but I think I was. I think I was all in for Kid Cudi and actually enjoyed the show. You know what I mean? And I honestly didn't understand how sometimes good shows get canceled. You know what I mean? Like,
it didn't do well. Like, to be honest, the ratings weren't good for it.
But really? I didn't understand why. See, it was like Entourage, and Entourage was a
Entourage was funny. It was Entourage, which started as a really good show and then eventually just turned into how many celebrity guests can we get on the show? But the reality was many of the numbers were driven by the celebrity. It was a good show, but people, the numbers were built on people watching for the celebrity cameos. And so what ended up happening was they were like, why are we wasting our time on good scripts when we can just say, oh, Mark Cuban walked in and he wants to sell us a vodka or whatever. And they could just go off of that. How do we didn't have those cameos? So it was like good writing, but you know, that wasn't enough to draw people's attention, I guess. Especially as it was a 30-minute show, right? They didn't do full hours, did they?
No, it was a 30-minute show because it wasn't like an hour, like the dramas, right?
Well, I guess so. Yeah,
comedies are more the an hour.
But like this new one, this new Danny McBride one, The Righteous Gemstones, that's an hour-long show.
Hilarious, dog. Yo, it's an hour, 2 minutes, bro.
Funny was that?
Listen, dog, I've never seen anything that Danny McBride like sucked at. Yeah. But dog, the fact that I grew up in a church and didn't find humor in certain stuff that they was doing, oh my God. It's the perfect show for what I'm like waiting on as far as TV. Because I'm watching Succession right now. Yeah. I just started this. You know what I mean? Like, it fit right into my like TV rotation since Euphoria just ended. And that was a pretty shitty ending.
Well, here's the thing. We'll do a Euphoria. I mean, I don't know if we want need to do a Euphoria one, but
we missed the window. But we can talk about it.
Yeah, I definitely want to do a weekly Righteous Gemstones and I guess Power recap on this pod since they both come out on Sundays and we record the pod on Tuesdays. So I think we can fit in like some we could follow along because I think those are shows that people are gonna really be into. Euphoria, I'm going to just say this about Euphoria. Jerv, did you watch Euphoria at all?
Nah, I got the gist of it, and I was kind of cool. I didn't want to go there.
It's pretty intense, man. It's very, very, very intense. At the same time, one of my homeboys told me that it stole so much stuff from Spring Breakers, which I don't remember at all. All I remember was Franco was in it and he had cornrows. But it sounds so ridiculous that I want it to be true. I want to actually watch Spring Breakers now just to see.
You should watch it on your pod, Cinephobe.
Is Spring Breakers that bad? I thought a lot of people thought it was good.
I've never seen it, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, Cinephobe, by the way, is coming soon to a free feed near you. So be on the lookout for that. We're going to launch Cinephobe on the free account, and it is basically the podcast where me and Zach Harper will just watch awful movies and wonder how they got made.
Are you guys going to watch Soul Plane?
No.
Is Soul Plane bad?
Soul Plane is terrible.
I love that movie. It's a really good movie.
Fat
Beach.
Oh, Fat Beach is pretty bad.
I would love to steal your idea and let me and Jerv do a takeover one time, and we're going to watch some bullshit-ass movie.
First of all we watch are bullshit-ass movies, so there are no good movies that we watch on Cinephobe.
But I'm talking about it might be the reverse, where it's a good movie that you actually liked and I hate. Because I'm terrible with picking movies sometimes. Like, you'll be like, you didn't like that? And I'm like, that shit was awful.
Yeah, but like all of our movies, like we have our guideline is it has to hit like 33% or lower on Rotten Tomatoes.
On Rotten? I think Rotten's some haters though, bro.
What's up?
I think Rotten's some haters though, bro. They be hating.
No.
33%, that's pretty low.
Like, yo,
what was State Property?
Hey, that's a classic movie right there. State though.
Property.
One is a classic, number two is just cool.
Wow.
You didn't like State Property?
State Property 2?
It was cool. Solid little movie. Served its purpose. Got to see where they went to the next level.
Oh, what's that, brother? Wow. State Property got a 0%, but got a 74% on audience score. So, like, usually we try to look for ones that legit both the fans and the critics didn't like. That's what we try to do. And most of our movies have hit that. Like, the last one we did was White Chicks. And White Chicks got, let's see. White Chicks got a 15% from the critics.
Oh, that's 55. That's low.
55 from the audience score, which is also a fail for Rotten Tomatoes. But also allowed me to introduce Zach Harper to the idea that most people know the song Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton from White Chicks.
You were right, Cruise. Right?
I think I'm right. The poll question is still going strong, though. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, man. Okay, so let me explain, because I was in Atlanta when Ludacris came out.
Ludacris, he was a disc jockey first, right?
He was a DJ. He was a radio person. He didn't even was DJ. His name was Chris Bridges. They call him Chris Lover Lover. And he was on the Hot 97.5, which was the urban station. Like V103 was more they call it the people station. And that was originally more like adult contemporary R&B or whatever. And then as Hot 97 came up and they were playing exclusively rap or whatever, they started to like become more mainstream with playing more hip hop on that station. But Hot 97 was kind of younger, was bash or whatever. Chris Lover Lover, he was a student at Clark Atlanta, I want to say. And he started this radio show and it was funny. The dude was funny. Like, he was legitimately like a funny radio personality. What was his partner? Lala was on the show, by the way. I want to say Lala was. Time out. Let me just Chris Lover
Lover Hot 97.5. Chris who's on the show with him? No.
Which LP is this though?
This is Incognito.
Oh, it's not back for the first time.
Boom Daddy, there we go.
But okay, here we go. Here we go.
Three. All right, it was Chris Lovelove and Poon Daddy was the other dude. And so they used to do skits on there. They used to have like joke songs, like parody songs, but they were really good. But they were funny. Like we always took it as just jokes or whatever. And then what ended up happening was that he comes out with this EP called Incognito, and the first single was a song called Fat Rabbit, right? And the EP was independent, and Fat Rabbit, I want to say, was produced by Timbaland.
Was on Timbaland's, actually, Tim's bio. That's the first time I ever heard a Ludacris.
Let me hit it, let me touch it, let me grab it, Fat Rabbit. Mm-hmm. And I remember listening to that song and thinking, all right, make me laugh. Okay, that's the hook is kind of funny, but it's not really funny. And then we started asking around, yo, is this nigga trying to rap for real? Like, it hit us, like, he's doing this on purpose. And then, like, let me from your head to your toes comes out. And we're like, oh, no, he's actually trying to rap. And I was like, this nigga's wild. And, like, you're Chris Lovelove on the radio station, man. We're not going to take you seriously, whatever. And then he got signed by Def Jam, and Def Jam was like, well, you've got this EP that's moving units locally in Atlanta. It's pretty good. So they just added a couple more songs to it, and they made it his debut album. And that's why the debut album is called Back for the First Time. Like, there was an actual, a logic behind it. And over time, like, I won't lie, man, the dude won me over musically. I'm like, yo, he can
listen. Drake even mentioned that it was a girl that asked because she played some Ludacris instead of his demo. So at that time, listen, Ludacris, Chicken and Beer is probably one of my faves. Release Therapy is fire. He got some shit, man. He hit the Ice Cube wall where niggas just start doing the movies and you like, damn, this nigga's actually a decent actor. So you forget that he's actually did something else. And this nigga
is he a decent actor? What has he been in?
He's a solid actor, yo.
Crash was cool. I like Crash, but he found his lane though. I mean, saying Tyrese is a great actor. Like, Tyrese is in the same movie. Oh, that's the only movie he's in. Even Tyrese got a more
Baby
more
Boy.
But yeah, Tyrese got more of a catalog, Baby Boy and Transformers. But like, wait,
let me pull up Ludacris IMDb. Let me see what his Ludacris IMDb is.
By the way, I was right.
Has a serious role.
Was the girl on Future Flavors is the name of the show. That's kind of crazy, man.
So he won you over after the first album?
Say what?
He won you over after the first
album? No, it was probably Southern Hospitality was on.
Okay.
So I remember hearing Southern Hospitality, I was like, okay, this is good.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
So he's in Crash as Anthony.
Okay. It was a very minor role, by the way, in Crash, but go ahead.
Fast and the Furious 6. Fast and the Furious 7.
Mm-hmm.
Fast 5.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the new DuckTales.
Yes. For an episode, yeah.
Okay.
He's
on a TV show called Bull, I guess.
Don't know about Bull.
Bull. What's that, a cop movie?
The rest of these are like very small as these are like small. Straight to Netflix movies, bro.
And so
the Kawhi, hey,
he's been some of the biggest blockbusters that ever hit the screen, though.
Hey, he got a good payout, right?
Yes, sir.
So I stick with my assessment that he's not a good actor.
So I take that back. He's only been a part of 4 movies.
Right, like outside of Fast and Furious, how many movies?
Just Crash.
There you go. The nigga's not an actor. Sorry, he's just a dude in a movie that's not.
He plays good roles.
Whatever. He plays the same role. But one of the times that really I really respected the hell out of him. You guys remember when Meth and Red had like a punked version like prank show on MTV? Do y'all remember this? Did anyone remember this?
Nah, I don't.
So they had, it's probably on YouTube somewhere. They had to, like, they were like prank people, and it was like Ashton Kutcher's thing where it's like they'd be hiding and then, oh, that show, oh my god. But one of the punk ones was Meth was actually in the studio, and they were trying to come up with the worst possible beat, and they would invite like different famous rappers and artists or whatever. Yo, I want you. This is gonna be on my album. It's gonna be a big thing. I want you to get on the beat with me. And like, it was, I can't remember, like a couple people could come in and they were just, it was, the beat was literally like frogs ribbiting. Ribbit, dump, 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 ribbit, dump. And it didn't even have rhythm. It was off rhythm. And there were a lot of people would just come in and they're like, man, this, I can't do nothing with this, man. Da, 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 da. And Luda was the only one who came in and actually tried to flow on it. And I'll be damned if he almost got it.
Can it be? Cause I'm feeling such a sense. One more time.
All right. Let's see how far we can push this.
In the beginning of this shit,
yeah.
You know how, could you make like a frog sound and shit? Oh, he laughing at this
frog
shit.
Frog sound.
Like a...
Well, you, cause I have feelings too damn and I'm kind of a sensitive guy. Why? Can it be because I'm feeling a sensitive high? Give me my glass flask blunts and give me my cloudy day. Give me my crown, give me my hand and get the f*** away.
Hey, yo, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yo, it was, I don't know, it was a little off beat to me and shit.
All right, because I think I started on the wrong one.
Like he almost got it. Like, even as off rhythm and ridiculous as it was, he started.
Yo, he can rap though.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's good enough to walk in and take a trash beat and still be able to do something with it. I respected the hell out of him, and they're all laughing, and Luda's like, "But y'all saw, I almost did something with it." And they're like, "Yeah." It's a pretty. That was one of the few episodes that was funny. Usually it wasn't that funny at all. Sorry, that's why that show got canceled. If I ask you guys favorite Ludacris either song or video, because remember he was also known to have very creative music videos.
Song wise, "Hoes in My Room" featuring Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Who let these hoes in my room?
Because I actually really was a big Luda fan, and I don't want to just say something for the say something.
Yo, hilarious playing Luda.
I was, dude. Like, I really fucked with Back for the first time when I heard it. I fooled with the squad. I feel like everybody can rap.
You was an I-20 fan?
Yeah.
Nah, he wasn't bad to me, hey. But like, I didn't think, like, Titty Boy can rap. Like, to me, like, I thought he was nice.
I never forgave Ludacris for Battle of the Sexes, though.
Oh, my God.
That one I didn't play too much, bro.
What's that joint he did with that had T.I. and Buck on it?
Oh, no, not Stump. The one where it's like, get off the T.I.P. of my dick?
Yeah, that was Stump. My shit.
But that wasn't his song.
That's Buck's
song. Oh, that wasn't his song?
That was Buck trying to broker peace and failing miserably.
Did you like Roll Out?
Roll Out was
Area Codes was crazy.
That was actually a pretty dope song.
And the funny thing was, all the area codes were actual area codes, and they actually tied into stuff he was talking about.
He's really underrated on some real shit, yo.
Yeah, no, he is. He is super underrated.
Yeah. But
so I'm gonna tell you. I think mine is. Oh man. It might be.
You ain't gonna say My Chick Bad.
No. It's either Get Back, motherfucker. You don't know me like that. Like, why are you all in my grill? You know, that one or the one with was it Bobby Valentino? The fancy cars, the women in the caviar.
That might be it for me.
Who we are. Cause we've been all over the world, like, and the best part of it was at the end they had a then unknown Cat Williams or fairly unknown Cat Williams
Pippin.
Yeah, it's like, look at your drink. If your Brock or cranberry is really, really red, put your hand down. Like, he was just like, all of a sudden, like, if you Pippin, put your hand down. And then he started like weeding through everybody. Like, man, that was a great song, man. I think that might be my favorite right there.
I like the shit with T-Pain.
That's a good song.
If I have one more drink, I'm gonna be fucking you. And in the night of party. Too.
Yo, he had songs, bro.
He had shit.
When did he fall off?
When he started acting.
No, he fell off, I think, with My Chick Bad. When he's like, balloons! Get drawn like cartoons. Like, when he said, when he did that, I was like, yeah. I lose it there.
What the hell was that on?
Like,
right. Was Battle of the Sexes?
Here we go. I'm gonna go off some songs, and you guys, I got ten songs for you, and we just say yep or nope.
Okay.
What's your fantasy?
That's always a nope. I never liked that song.
I'm gonna say yep. All right.
When they had Cameron on the remix,
we're not talking about the remix, man.
It's the regular, the one. George Jones. What about? Like, nah, all right. Like.
Next song, Move Bitch featuring Mystical.
I like Move Bitch.
That shit rolls.
Yep. Yeah. My Chick Bad.
Balloons.
It's the song that they play when you're at, like, you're in college and it's like a satellite. I'll go yep with My Chick Bad. I like that one, actually. Pimpin' All Over the World with Bobby Valentino.
Love it.
Yep. All right. What about Stand Up, produced by Kanye West?
That was a good one.
When I Move, You Move.
That was cool.
Let's still turn the party out.
Okay. What about Southern Hospitality?
Oh, Neptune. Love it. You know what? That might be my favorite one. That was the one.
Cadillac wheels. The oil that my Cadillac Okay. Moneymaker.
Was on fire at that point.
Take your money maker and your money maker maker.
I think I lost that song.
Your money maker.
Yep, I'm rolling with that one. Area codes. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Definitely. I'm on that. Oh, and they introduced us to the greatest radio edit of all time. I got pros in different areas. Pros.
Oh my God, I got
Nate Dogg, greatest hook man of all time.
All time. Ty Dolla, close second, bro.
Man, no, he's not a close second. He's great. He's not a close second.
Ty Dolla's a key code, bro.
He's great. He's great, Trey. I'm just saying, he is not a close second. It's Nate Dogg all by himself. And then maybe Ty Dolla's on in a second, but he's not a close second.
You know what the wild shit is? I'm comparing the Nate Dogg, Ty Dolla shit like how niggas did Mike Jack and Chris Brown. Rude like that, nigga.
Exactly. Chris Brown is a good dancer.
I want the smoke. Send them niggas to my
man. He's no mic, though.
Okay. Runaway Love with Mary J.
A little too sentimental for me.
Okay.
I don't remember that one.
Get Back.
You don't know me like that. That's a yupper.
Yeah, I'm a yupper.
What about Act the Fool?
I think that was a yupper.
This nigga made songs. Honestly, he made songs that fuck your shoes up. Like, you had to be.
He came out at the perfect time. Like, that's what it was at that time.
What about Ho?
She's a Ho. Awesome.
That was my shit.
This is very. By the way, I can't imagine not being in college. It's such a college song.
He made the perfect college soundtrack for me.
Yes, he did.
All right. What about P Poppin'?
Don't remember P Poppin'.
Yeah, buddy.
What's it poppin'? Pussy popping on the handstand.
Oh yeah, pussy popping on the handstand.
That was on BET Uncut, I believe.
Had to uncut.
Shout out to BET Uncut. That was my shit.
All right, what about number one spot?
I'm coming for that number one spot, right?
I'm just noticing that the Red Light District had heavy Neptune production.
Oh yeah. That was a dope album, I think.
We in the red light district.
In the district. And then last but not least, this is not his song, but I had Welcome to Atlanta.
Oh, man. Yo, his verse on that shit, like,
That was crazy, man. That's definitely, again, that's like another goosebump one.
Yo, somebody should come out with a track. Somebody from Atlanta should come out with a
track. ATL Mean is my favorite of me, by the way.
Throw Luda on the track.
ATL Mean is my favorite of me. That nigga be wearing tall tees when he think back. Tall tees.
Yo, you know my favorite part of that is when that last verse he says. I don't even remember what the line is. Like, fuck, man, I gotta look it up now.
Yeah, man, that was a great time. So, is Ludacris overrated or underrated?
He's underrated.
Very underrated.
He's underrated.
He is. I like. If you had asked me this before we went through,
is he the Rod Strickland of hip hop?
No, because Rod didn't teach
heights. Never made the All Star game.
Yeah, this dude at one point was the biggest rap star in the league. Let's say in the country, because you think about it, he was doing Pepsi ads and stuff like that. Ludacris in an NBA perspective?
I just want to point out his features are kind of nuts. He had with Lil Jon. He had a track with Justin Bieber. He had a track with Tyo Cruz that was a hit. Sierra was a hit. Holiday Inn, he was on that. He had a song with Enrique.
Listen, Holiday Inn with Chingy was crazy.
Yeah, Ludacris had some crazy features. He did Ride with Sierra too.
Yeah.
Oh, Ride, man. I used to, Horny Trey used to watch that a lot, bro.
Clyde Drexler.
Oh, yes. Clyde Drexler's a good one. Clyde Drexler. He's Clyde Drexler. And he was...
I know he'd be gliding and shit.
I mean, like, at one point, the nigga was, like, arguably, it was Michael Jordan 1, and then Clyde Drexler was the second best shooting guard in the league, but no one remembers him now. So I like that. That's a good one.
Shouts to Clyde.
And he's the commissioner of the Big Three.
Oh, yeah, Clyde, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, Rod was
no, not Rod, Ludacris.
Wait,
I was gonna say like, damn, nigga. I know I don't be watching Big Three, but damn, nigga.
What was Luda's verse on? Meanest, cleanest, man, damn it. Like that was the verse.
Oh, no, that's on Fantasy, right? Not Fantasy.
That's old. That was old.
1 minute Minute Man.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Hov had to come in and to fix that shit.
He definitely had to fix that shit. Let's see. 1 Minute Man remix. Do we need to go through that? Let's see. Hold on, Jay-Z. $50,000, I get this on one take, Hova. Look, I'm not trying to give you love and affection. I'm trying to give you 60 seconds in perfection. I'm trying to give you cab fare and directions. Get your independent ass out of here, question. I'm not your man, not Ralph Tresvant, not Ronnie Romance. I'm trying to hit you, then quit you in the middle of the round like I'm Roberto Duran. No, 6 a.m., another chick in the house. Put your hands up. 6:15, another chick kicked out. Nah. Put your hands up. Spend 1 minute trying to dig her out. The other 14 trying to put it in her mouth.
Yo, let me tell you right now, man. This dude, that's why I can't believe I deserve like capes for this nigga. Now you can't listen to the lyrics he was saying like in 2002 and say like, oh yeah, he's just as good as he was. It's amazing.
I don't think he's just as good. I think he's different God. Now.
You know what it's like? It's like watching Shaq like that first year with the Lakers, like that first championship of the year. Like, holy shit, I forgot how good this dude was, man. Like, I knew he was great, but like, Jesus Christ.
Now, every now and then, you do got to go listen to old Hov just to remind yourself.
But said it best, my nigga. When the new generation think about Jordan, all they remember is when Iverson crossed him. Take off the blazer, loosen up the tie. Nigga fell in love and Superman died.
Wow.
End the show, nigga.
Yes, there you have it. It's Black Opinions Battle, motherfucker.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.